Dying Blood Bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm Blood Bond.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. At the beginning of 2014, the Lord said to me, the church must this year don glory. He had given me a revelation of the glory many years ago, and we're going to be playing for you now from CDs made all those many years ago of that message he gave me.
His ark must be finished. This church must have the line written about it that we finish the task God gave us to do. You don't pray about revival and ask God for it, and then when it comes, draw back. Exodus chapter 15, verse 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, she's probably just repentant. Bless the Lord. We all need to repent. I'll tell you that right now. Chapter 15, verse 1. Then sang Moses. Moses sang this song, and somebody sang with him. Who were they? Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake. That means it was in their mouth, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously, the horse and rider thrown into the sea. You ever sung that? They keep on singing. They go on and on. They get down to verse 11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Now, pay particular attention from here on, verse 13. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Now they're singing about when they get over there into that promised land. Palestina, Canaan's land. They're singing about, they got the word right in their mouth. They're making their confessions. What's going to happen when they get there? Verse 14. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab trembling shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm they shall be as still as a stone. Till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. Boy, they were talking a good talk. When we get over there in Canaan, everybody's going to melt. They're going to turn to stone. We're walking into the sanctuary of God. He'll fill it with his glory. They danced it and they sang it. But you've got to do more than dance it and sing it. They might have even believed it for a while. But you must continue in your believing. And there must be an acting upon all that we've believed. We have believed that the church will now grow into the stature of Jesus Christ. We must not be afraid when it does. Press on. Press on. Press on now. We're just about to pass away. The church has never passed before. You and me and all of us, let's go. Let's follow Joshua and Caleb. They'd go. They wouldn't turn back now and limit the Holy One of Israel. Some are going to scream. No! But we must say, go. Go with God. This church must be changed from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. It's not going to be a church like you've known for the past 10 years. These exploits of faith we're going to walk in have to do with the supernatural realm of God. We've been practicing in the natural. We've been practicing our faith on our food and our clothing and the things round about us and our health, but that's not the end of it, folks. Faith is of a supernatural realm. And the faith God's been teaching us is for that church that will rise up and in the last days do exploits with their God. It will give Him glory! And really, that's the thought I want to leave you with, but I want to point you to a couple more scriptures to show you that the point of this faith we've been learning and the point of our whole lives and our whole existence is just to give God glory. That's the point of it all. You've heard of George Mueller? Raised up those orphanages? When he was 95 years old, someone interviewed him and they said, "Why did you do it? Why did you do this? Why did you do this, believing God like you did?" He said, "Oh, it was good that the children were fed and clothed, but that wasn't the purpose. And it was good for them that they came to know their God, but that wasn't the purpose." He said, "The purpose and the only purpose was to glorify God in the earth." Hallelujah. "And show that He is." Finney, a woman was praying for her husband to be born again. You know Finney, how he loved people to be born again. But he had to clear up her motives. He said to her, "It's not a good enough motive for your husband to be born again just so you'll have it a little nicer around the house. And even he won't beat you. That's not good enough motive. It's not good enough motive for him to be born again just so that he can know God. The highest motive is, when this man is born again, this life will give God glory." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have not been learning faith to have Cadillacs and they're all right, but people have mistaken some of our things that we've thought and believed, and sometimes people would not speak correctly and it would be rightly so their criticism. But you see, we had to learn faith because faith glorifies God. Turn to Romans chapter 4, and we're going to quickly go through three scriptures and then we're going home. So you can come back tonight. We're going to glory. Romans chapter 4. Walking in faith gives God glory. That's why you've been learning to do it. And for no other motive. Romans chapter 4, verse 19. "Being not weak in faith, he," Abraham, "considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief." See, they staggered. "But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God." When you're strong in faith, it gives Him glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. You know this verse, but I bet you don't quote all of it. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 20. "For all the promises of God in Him are yea and in Him amen." That means yes. If it's a promise of God written down in this book, you can surely have it. The answer is not no or maybe. The 2 Corinthians chapter 1, excuse me, verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. "For all the promises of God in Him, in Christ, are yes, and in Him, amen." That means so be it, Lord. If you can see it, you can have it. Why? There's a reason. Look at it. "Unto the glory of God by us." when you went in that promised land and you got you a promise and it became reality in you, God got glory. Remember what he said to Satan? As truly as I live, all the earth's going to be filled with my glory. John chapter 14. People choke on these. The devil chokes on them. John 14, 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. Why? That the Father may be glorified. In the Son. We dare not teach anything but these truths that will bring God glory. John chapter 15, verse 7. You're finding out how to glorify God in your body. John chapter 15, verse 7. This is another one of our favorites. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it will be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. There are many other scriptures. You can look them up for yourself. It tells you exactly how to glorify God in your body. You do it the way the Bible says. Let's all stand. Say, I'm not going to turn back. I'm barely getting started. You watch me from now on. I'm going to glorify God in my body. I will not turn back and limit the Holy One of Israel. This building's going to be kept off. We're going to be changed so that the glory, the presence, the power of God can be manifest in us, through us, on us. Hallelujah.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim again, and you've been hearing a classic message that came many years ago of a revelation of the glory of God. We do have this series from those days on a CD in a 5-CD package that we will be glad to send you for $20. Just call us at 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447 and request the classic A Glorious Church.